Florida's insurer of last resort continues to be in the news with that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Here's Phil Latzman.
Before leaving on a four-day trade mission to Colombia over the weekend, Florida's Governor Rick Scott again publicly addressed his concerns about citizens. He's worried that it could cost Floridians money when they least afford it after a major storm. Friday, he told Florida's Chamber of Commerce's annual insurance summit that the state insurer of last resort increases the chance that Floridians will get hit with what he calls a hurricane tax. The governor pointed to a recent survey which showed 4/5 of citizens' policyholders don't know they're subject to an assessment if the insurer comes up short and can't pay its claims. Scott calls that a tax.
If a storm hits that depletes citizen surplus, either one big one or a lot of small ones, Florida families we'll get a hurricane tax, and that means the average family could have a hurricane tax if you're a citizens policyholder of over $1,000.
Meanwhile, Governor Scott has ordered an investigation to review citizens' decision to fire four employees responsible for finding wrongdoing in the agency after reports of lavish travel expenses for some of the company's top executives. Miami-area Republicans have helped the U.S. House pass legislation to give out more high-skilled visas. But as Matt Laszlo reports from Washington, the legislation doesn't go nearly far enough for many supporters of immigration reform.
The legislation is aimed at attracting master's and Ph.D. students in science, math, and technology fields. Just 10 Democrats supported it. South Florida Republican Mario Diaz-Balart says it's better than doing nothing.
This is a small part of it. I think this is a step in the right direction. It's something that we've all wanted to do for a million years, as nobody's ever done. So it's a step in the right direction. Is it perfect? No. It's a step in the right direction.
Now Diaz-Balart is pressuring GOP leaders to sit at the table with Democrats in January and work out a compromise on immigration.
Both Democrats and Republicans have used this issue as a political football. It's time to stop this.
The GOP bill also allows more spouses and children of people with green cards to live in the U.S. while they await their own green card. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
State wildlife officials have given their agents the rare order to shoot to kill in the hunt for a young Nile crocodile that's loose near Miami. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officials made the decision after months of trying to catch the croc. Jenny Eccles is a biologist with the commission.
Even from the beginning, we were not able to get very close to it or use traditional methods for live catching a crocodilian. So now it's very wary, and we feel like the only chance we're going to have is to probably get it from afar, which would be with a rifle.
The reptile is only about 3 feet long. It's not yet a threat, but it could be a danger if it gets bigger.
They're not native to Florida, and while a single individual is not likely to wreak havoc upon the environment, we still don't want them in our waters competing with other native species.
The reptile is only about 3 feet long and not a threat yet. Could be a danger, though, as we said, if it gets bigger. The Nile crocodile can jump higher and run faster than its American cousin and has a nastier temperament. It can also be larger, reaching nearly 20 feet. Experts say at least two other Nile crocodiles have been caught in the area, and they're investigating the commission where they originated. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.